The scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 4. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and afterwards he was famished. The tempter came and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, do not put the Lord your God to the test." Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." And Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." And the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Jim. Every time you're a liturgist, I feel like I don't quite need to preach, but I'm very grateful for it. Will you pray with me this morning? God, be with us as we journey into the woods. I pray that this morning the meditations of all of our hearts and the words I dare speak from your pulpit will be true, honest, and good to your hearing, our God, who leads us through the woods and wildernesses of our hearts. Amen. Once upon a time, in a far-off kingdom, there lay a small village at the edge of the woods. Into the woods without delay, be careful not to lose the way. Into the woods, who knows what may be lurking on the journey. Into the woods to get the thing that makes it worth the journeying. Into the woods. Into the woods. These poetic words come to us this morning from the prologue to the play Into the Woods, as you might have guessed, by Sondheim, which is a recent musical that combined many of the historic Grimm Brothers and Disney and other fairy tales into one epic story with an equally epic and complicated plot. In the end, this story of fairy tales inverts and reverses the traditional understanding of black and white, good and bad. It shows that those easy readings of those fairy tales is a little bit too easy. There is no easy category of people anymore in a globalized world. Even our fairy tales have to change to make new meaning. Into the Woods demonstrates that temptation, passion, wishing for something I wish, death, and the idea of happily ever after are much more complicated than they initially appear, or that we would like to think. The mores, the ethics lessons, or the moral of the story in the end of going into the woods become about as clear as mud. Today, likewise, we begin our own journey with Jesus into the woods of the wilderness of Lent. Into the woods without delay, but be careful not to lose the way. Like the play Into the Woods, we will see that the idea of Lent and the lessons we are to learn are more complicated than the tales of old and the norms we have accepted have led us to believe. Lent is about more than giving stuff up, chocolate, candy, cursing, and proving ourselves worthy for God's Easter. For Lent is about journeying into the deepest and thickest, complicated fairy tale land of all, our own hearts, our own real and true selves, and our own needs, Now, the progressive church, we like to talk often in platitudes, I have to admit, about something called finding our authentic selves. Have any of you heard this saying before? Okay, if you went to seminary, you definitely did. But we forget to mention that finding authentic self is a very risky and dangerous business. There are more villains and unimaginable heroes within each of us than in all of the fairy tales ever recorded. Lent is about confessing a deeper truth, not necessarily to God or even to each other, but kind of to ourselves. It is, in my view, after studying today's scripture, Lent is about being honest with ourselves about our own inner woodlands, needs, and growing edges for the year to come. What is the emotional thicket or briar patch or castle tower you need to face with truth and honesty this year? Are you Rapunzel in your own life waiting to be let loose? Is someone keeping you captive who you need to let go of? Let us venture now into the woods of our hearts. This is a harrowing journey, sisters and brothers, more than Jack's climb up the beanstalk. But together with strength and community, we can emerge with new insights and truth on the other side of this Lent woods. Remember that Hansel and Gretel never turned on each other, even though they were lost and hopeless, an amazing thing for two siblings, related to Mandy's time with children. Who knows what might be lurking on the journey of self-discovery? There is another way to interpret Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, which was just read by Jim. He read it as, "Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil." If we look at the original Greek of the Gospel of Matthew, the same verse can be interpreted as reading, "Then Jesus was sent forth by the Holy Spirit of God into the woods, into the wilderness, into the solitude, into the very embodiment of loneliness, sent into the uninhabitable, desolate, forlorn places of his own soul to prove himself, to be examined, to be tested by the adversary." Now, here's the interesting thing. In the same way that we assume that Cinderella lives happily ever after without boredom after she meets her prince, or that Jack is the good character in Jack and the Beanstalk. I always felt bad for the giants minding their own fee-fi-fo-fum business when Jack comes into their land. Likewise, when we hear this story of Jesus from Lent, we've heard it so many times every year. We assume that Jesus knows who the adversary is throughout the entire time in the woods. We assume also, even if we really are honest with ourselves when we're visualizing this story, that the adversary is a physically embodied devil standing there with Jesus and bringing him to these different test sites. I think we envision the adversary or the devil here a little bit like a game show host. Something like Survivor or Price is Right, or dare we say The Apprentice, creating an ethical obstacle course for Jesus. If we assume that is the case, then it raises two really important questions about this text. First, why, if this encounter with the adversary, the devil, is something that's happening, why would the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, lead Jesus into the woods in the first place? This runs counter to the popular prosperity gospel and even progressive Christian gospel that God doesn't want us to be challenged or to dig too deep, God forbid, into emotions. God just wants life to be easy and fun. Comfort, comfort, oh my people. But in this verse, the Holy Spirit leads Jesus into the wilderness. The idea that God wants Jesus to spend time in the woods of his soul problematizes our normal fairy tale reading of the story of Jesus going into the woods. I think we take a 19th century fairy tale and apply it to the Bible. We assume for some reason that Jesus doesn't want to be there. But the Bible says pretty clearly that the Holy Spirit led him into the woods rather than forced, pushed, or pulled him into the woods. So Lent, Plymouth, is a choice we make every year to follow the Holy Spirit into something different. If this year is not the year when you're ready to do the work of Lent, then maybe just don't do Lent at all. Lent is an intentional space in our year for providing us something new, and it can be lonely. First, God takes us to the woods to learn something, to go deeper, to face our fears and inner selves. It is in the woods that we begin to grow in faith, in healing, and in recovery. The woods, it turns out, is where denial ends. Now, for the second problem of our easy reading, why does it take 9 verses, or around a month and a half of being tempted and wandering in the wilderness, before we reach verses 10 and 11, when Jesus says to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.' Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and waited on him." I imagine they brought him a margarita because he was probably very tired by that point. It takes 9 verses and well over a month for Jesus to name who the adversary is and to send the adversary away. How many of us like spending a month and a half with an adversary? Alone. Yeah, not really. Why? Who likes being tested? Why would it take Jesus so long to send the adversary, Satan, away? The answer to this can only be found in the woods of our own hearts. The adversary for us is safe and easy, as popularly depicted with a cape and horns. That which must be overcome is easy to send away and banish or ignore when we think it's something external. But more often than not, the temptation to give up on our dreams, to be selfish, to seek power or glory over truth and wholeness, to hoard, to postpone becoming authentically who we are called to be, to give in and to give up to the powers of loneliness, of inner woods and forests, to quit, to stop hoping. Those temptations don't, unfortunately for us, come from a devil in a red cape. That is simply a fairy tale told to keep our egos safe. Secondly, the temptation is from within most often, and it is only by journeying and facing the true parts of ourselves that we emerge in confidence. It takes a long time, a month and a half, for Jesus to face the inner tempter. We are often our own devils, aren't we? We are most often our own adversaries. We are the internalized tempters who draw away from our potential for wholeness, from our authentic selves, from wellness. This is why it took Jesus so long to send the adversary away, for he was hidden in the shadows of the woods. Isn't the Bible so much more interesting when we take it seriously and dangerous? This is what Lent is all about. Lent is about following the Holy Spirit intentionally, on purpose, into the hard conversations with the latent, unpleasant, and complicated parts of our own hearts. This might not for you be the year when you're ready to do the real woodwork of Lent. But whatever year when you are ready, Plymouth is here to support you and journey with you, no matter who you are or where you are on your woodland journey. Hey, Pastor Jake, I don't attend a UCC church to think about my own loneliness or inner work or spiritual and emotional self. I leave that touchy-feely stuff to the evangelicals. I'm here because I want social justice marching orders with a divine imperative that helps me feel good about myself without facing the hidden and hurtful parts lost in the woods of despair, depression, shame, lost causes, inauthenticity, and abandoned hopes and dreams. I don't want to follow Jesus into the woods of Lent. And if this isn't your year for that Lenten journey, don't do it. Sisters and brothers, life is not a fairy tale, even in Fort Collins. Don't tell anyone. We willingly go into the woods of Lent with Jesus, not to see things as we've always seen them, easy, black and white, as presented, good and bad, or to give up chocolate. I strongly disadvise that one. But we go to the woods to be challenged with hard truths about ourselves and to work then together for healing, authenticity, renewal, and forgiveness. With Jesus by our side, we have nothing to fear from this process. Hopefully, with this intentional work of Lent woodland journeying, we will emerge in the nice meadows of Easter with new clarity for the work ahead, the purpose and ethics we're called to in our lives. This is the real work of being church together in Lent. Into the woods to get the thing that makes it worth the journeying of life. The way is clear, the light is good. I have no fear, nor no one should. The woods are just trees. The trees are just wood. No need to be afraid there. Into the woods we go now with Christ through Lent.